Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater. On April 30th, this coming Thursday at 6 p.m., six community organizations here in the Mid-South are joining forces to make the new PBS documentary Viral, Antisemitism in Four Mutations, accessible for a public online screening. That'll be followed by a panel discussion with Professor Jonathan Judaikin of Rhodes College and Dimitri Anselmi of Facing History and Ourselves. That'll be moderated by Marcy Stagner, the Program Director of Cultural Arts and Adult Services at the Memphis Jewish Community Center. Like a virus, antisemitism mutates and morphs across cultures, borders, and ideologies, making it difficult to confront. The filmmaker Andrew Goldberg explores this process in the film Viral, Antisemitism in Four Mutations, as he travels through four countries to speak firsthand with perpetrators, victims, and witnesses. On a conference call with me today is Dr. Jonathan Judaikin, the Spence L. Wilson Chair in the Humanities at Rhodes College. Marty Tippins Murphy, the Executive Director of the Memphis Region of Facing History and Ourselves, and Marcy Stagner from the Memphis Jewish Community Center. We should mention that this is a joint production with WKNO-TV, which will air the film on May 26 at 8 p.m. Dr. Jonathan Judaikin is the Spence L. Wilson Chair of the Humanities at Rhodes College. And Jonathan, how did you become aware of this film and about this idea of the panel discussion?
Well, Debbie Robertson at WKNO reached out to one of my colleagues, Stephen Haynes, at Rhodes College. And Stephen turned asked me whether or not I was interested in working with WKNO and potentially with some community partners in terms of doing an advanced screening of the film. All of this was pre-COVID-19. And then basically as the, and then I reached out to Marcy Stagner and Marty Tippins Murphy of the Memphis Jewish Community Center and Facing History and Ourselves. And we were all, you know, began to work together to try and organize a screening in a local theater. And then, of course, COVID-19 hit, and our whole endeavor seemed as if it would be impossible until it became clear that a lot of people were beginning to move these kinds of screenings online. So we began to then engage in the process of trying to figure out how all of this might work. And part of what that entailed was, you know, learning new platforms, and, you know, Facing History and Ourselves was really amazing in terms of being able to work with the new technology and being able to put this together. So so we've transitioned now to doing an advanced screening of the film, which is going to air on PBS at the end of May nationally, but an advanced screening of the film and then a post-screen discussion on April 30th.
Marcy Stagner from the Memphis Jewish Community Center is involved in this also. Marcy, so tell us how the Jewish Community Center came to be involved and its meaning to that group and to you.
Sure. You know, this came about, Jonathan and I started talking, I think it was after, it was in the middle of the Morris Molly Fogelman International Jewish Film Festival, and Jonathan approached me with this idea, and we kind of started talking about it more, and we agreed that this was really something that people should see. And what's really motivating for me to present this to the community is that, you know, there's lots of really obvious ways that anti-Semitism presents itself, but in the film definitely touches on those real obvious presentations. But there's some ways that anti-Semitism exists in our world that really are not so obvious. They're not, you know, the swastika tattoos on somebody's arm necessarily. And so being able to recognize it and when it's happening, especially for, you know, some of the young kids who are heading off to college, even some of us, you know, adults who have experienced anti-Semitism in different ways, to be able to recognize it and to also answer the question, where do we go from here? Because we can't move forward with anything until we recognize what's occurring in the present moment. So if we can start to recognize what's occurring in the present moment, you know, across our world, because this film takes us to France and it takes us to Hungary and the United States and the United Kingdom, we can start to answer those questions. Where do we go from here and start to heal heal the world in ways that are beneficial to everyone.
Right. Very true. Marcy Stagner is Program Director of Cultural Arts and Adult Services at the Memphis Jewish Community Center. Marty Tippins Murphy is the Executive Director of the Memphis Region of Facing History and Ourselves. Marty, how did your group get involved in this and sort of what's your connection with this?
Thanks for having me on, Daryl. You know, this is such a natural fit for Facing History and Ourselves. As you, many of you know, our mission is to use the lessons of history to challenge teachers and students to stand up to bigotry and hate. And we've been working around anti-Semitism since our founding in 1976. And then the collaboration with Jonathan and Rhodes and the Communities in Conversation and Marcy and the Memphis Jewish Community Center is a partnership that we have experienced before and know and enjoy working with them so much, and with WKNO as well. And so it's a really important film, as you know, Marcy was just saying, it really allows us to understand anti-Semitism in both the obvious ways that I think, you know, rightfully so and very importantly so, we see things like hate crimes that happen against a Jew, but then there's also those more subtle things or things that are thoughtless, you know, when you have perhaps children who are not Jewish and they might use some kind of a trope or stereotype that they just thoughtlessly passed on because that's something they've heard and they haven't had the opportunity to learn that that is offensive and why it is.
Sure.
And so I think that that's one of the things that this film can help us tease out. Facing History and Ourselves came out with a book several years ago called A Convenient Hatred. And I think that's another way of thinking about anti-Semitism and how it morphs and moves through time. And Facing History has a lot to say with young people about human behavior in times of crisis and really looking at how this long history of anti-Semitism has morphed and how people can be targeted. And I think the one other thing I would say right now is that for young people in particular, both Jewish and non-Jewish young people, you know, it's a societal problem that we all have a role to play. And young people are just so, you know, they have that natural tendency to have that sense of justice and to be able to speak up for what is right or think about what is wrong. But they need those tools. And so they need to have the opportunity to get the information and to make decisions based on fact, to emotionally engage and then ethically reflect, like, what can I do about this? And really figure out the way that they can be an upstander.
You know, one of the things about this film is that when Andrew Goldberg went out to raise funds in order to do it, and he did so because he was paying attention to the fact that there's been a huge global upsurge in acts of anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
All of us, I think, in the United States are aware of the heinous act that took place on October 27, 2018 in the Tree of Life Synagogue, in which 11 Jews were gunned down by a white Christian nationalist espousing anti-immigrant rhetoric. And perhaps people know a little bit less about an event that took place exactly 6 months later at the Poway Synagogue in California. And maybe even they're a little bit less aware of the fact that incidents continue to pop up, most recently in Massachusetts, in which there was a Jewish home that was targeted in order to be torched. But Goldberg couldn't find funding outside of Jewish related entities in order to do this film. And the reason that I bring this up is because it points to a very widespread phenomenon, which is a sense of isolation that Jews feel around this issue, despite the fact that there are more hate crimes that target Jews than any other religious group. Jews have found themselves in this precarious situation, partly because of the ways in which this comes from multiple different sources, and that's one of the things that Goldberg looks at in the course of the film. We might be aware of the ways in which this is happening as a result of the alt-right in the United States. Mm-hmm. But part of what he explores is also the ways in which the alt-left articulates a discourse around Israel and around Zionism that helps to propel these incidents. And he explores the role of militant jihadists in France who do the same thing. So there are, you know, he's looking at four different contexts and three different vectors of the way in which this particular virus plays out. And because it comes from the left and from the alt-left and from the alt-right and, you know, is made worse by the context of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict,
mm-hmm.
it's become a situation in which Jews find themselves very much isolated around this issue. So in Memphis, for example, I think there are lots of people who are sensitized to the issues of anti-Black racism, or maybe even anti-immigrant racism going on in the United States. We know this in the context of, you know, COVID-19, but perhaps they're less informed precisely about the role of anti-Jewish racism. And I think part of the importance of getting people to see this film and then having a conversation about what it means afterwards is to understand the links between these various forms of racism and the way in which they're becoming particularly vitriolic in an era of such pronounced crisis and anxiety that we're facing, and that's only been made worse in the context of COVID-19.
Yes, I think so. Now, at following the screening of Viral Antisemitism and Foreign Mutations, you're going to have a discussion, Dr. Judaikin from Rhodes and Dimitri Anselmi from Facing History and Ourselves. And Marcy Stagner is going to be moderating that discussion. So where do you think that's going to go? You've all seen the film, so you probably have some idea of what you're going to talk about. Anybody?
You know, part of this discussion, and I've just been spending my morning putting together some of the questions I'm going to be asking and anticipating some of the questions that are going to come from the community watching it, because we will have time for a Q&A from those who are watching the film. But I'm really looking forward to exploring, like I said, the less obvious ways that anti-Semitism presents itself and what our role is, and just giving the community, everybody who's watching, deeper levels of understanding and how we contribute to it, both Jews and non-Jews, because you know, we all have a role to play in the outcome of somebody, you know, the perception of somebody's minority status. And then what our role is going to be as we move forward after we, you know, start to develop a more clear understanding of what this looks like.
Yes, very true. Jonathan, now you have done several books and many, many academic articles, a lot of which focus on the history of racism and anti-Semitism. How important do you consider this film to be?
I mean, I think it's a really terrific document about what's going on in the present context. I spend way too much of my time every day going through the global press and the Jewish press. And honestly, it's gotten to the point where you feel so inundated by the number of incidents that are happening all over the globe. But part of what the film really does that I don't get from just looking at things on the page is that Goldberg takes you on a journey with him through these four different contexts. Some of what I found to be the most moving parts were the testimony of the victims.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to meet those people in the kind of personal way that Goldberg gives you. The other thing is he actually takes you into the places where these things have happened, or into debates in the British Parliament, for example. He has some really terrific, I guess they're talking heads, you know, people who he's interviewing who are either leading politicians or leading academics on the subject. And each of them have these little nuggets of real insight that speak to the larger issues that Marcy was talking about in terms of, you know, where do we go from here? Meaning, part of the reason that he's using this metaphor of anti-Semitism as a viral, the film is uncannily titled The Viral, Anti-Semitism in Foreign Mutations, is that precisely because it morphs and changes, you know, as Marty said, it's difficult to figure out how you confront it, what exactly you can do about it. And I think that's, you know, that isn't the clearest message in the film, but I really think that the post-film conversation, I hope it's going to be centered around precisely that issue. Facing History has this wonderful concept of the upstander. It's all about educating people about how you can take a stand when you confront issues of bigotry and hate like this. And my sense is that that's going to be a central focus of what that post-film conversation is going to be with Dimitri and I and Marcy and all the...
I would just love to add to that in terms of our hopes and goals for this conversation is that, first of all, I think that the documentary is really accessible on a topic that if someone is feeling like they're kind of not as informed, it isn't overwhelming. But I think it can also be paralyzing if you look at a problem and then don't have the opportunity to have the conversation about what tools we do have. And for us, it really is about our own agency and helping all of us think about whatever our role is in society, whether we're Jewish or we're not Jewish, that we can use our voice. And that really, you know, one of the things that's so important about being a diverse society is that you do have people with different life experiences who can be in conversation with each other to challenge each other's thinking. And I think that's, you know, part of my hope for what happens after the screening.
Well, it's an important subject, and I hope that many of you will tune in for this advanced screening of Viral, Anti-Semitism in Foreign Mutations at 6 o'clock on April 30th, and it's on the OV platform, which is ovee.itvs.org/screenings, and you can find it there, and I will post the complete address on our website and also on our Facebook page, and it's probably on the WKNO TV website also. It's been a great treat to talk to all of you. Jonathan Judaikin from the Communities and Conversation series at Rhodes, Marcy Stagner from the Memphis Jewish Community Center, and Marty Tippins Murphy from Facing History and ourselves. Thank you so much for calling in and participating today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.